Mike, you weren't happy after last night in Minnesota. I assume you're even more displeased. How could you even describe what you saw in the first period from your team?
It's disappointing. You know, we talk about doing the right things. We talk about managing the puck the right way. We talk about staying on the right side of people, and then we go out and our actions are just the opposite. We turn the puck over a handful of times. We gave up some high quality chances, and they converted. It's hard to win when you play that way.
Like, the pattern's obviously there with the back to backs. I know you're not a believer in that, but when it keeps happening, what can be done to address it?
If I had the answer, I'd be doing it. And so, I know that part of the answer is simplifying our thoughts and our actions out there and playing straight ahead and putting pucks behind people and getting in foot races and winning puck battles. And, you know, it's a lot of the thankless jobs that's really hard to do out there. And I know that's part of the solution.
Why is it first periods? That seems to be when you get taken most of your goals from your opposition.
When does, based on the back-to-backs?
Just based in the numbers total, you know, the season for goals by period.
If I had an answer, I we'd probably cure it.
Like, a couple of days until your next game on Wednesday. Is that a good thing right now, maybe, to regroup both as a coach and for the team to regroup and to have a good practice in Edmonton on Tuesday? Does the schedule work out well for you that you don't play for 72 hours?
Well, we just played 4 games in 6 nights, so from that standpoint, it'll be nice to get a rest. And so, is it a good thing for us? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we obviously got a lot of hockey in front of us. We got a lot of hockey to play, and the reality is we've played some pretty good hockey this year, and we've played some pretty ordinary hockey. And tonight was an ordinary night.
Was there a lot said after the first period in the dressing room there?
No.
Like, what do you say to Casey after a night like tonight, making his debut in less than stellar circumstances?
It's hard. He's put in a tough spot, you know. I thought he fought hard.